KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for patchy areas of fog this morning, primarily off to the northern portion of our listening area. Otherwise, look for partly cloudy skies, a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Western Iowa News, a man who once served as the city of Denison's first paid fire chief has agreed to plead guilty to a charge of first-degree theft in association with a misspending of tens of thousands of dollars of city and county money. According to the Omaha World Herald, the plea by Mike McKinnon was made in exchange for a second charge of felonious misconduct in office being dropped. McKinnon is scheduled to be sentenced on February 11th. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. State Auditor David Vout reviewed records dating from July of 2005 to March of 2010. The records showed about $96,000 worth of improper and unsupported disbursements from the Denison Fire Department. Vout said about $73,000 of that was from the city of Denison, another $23,000 was from the Crawford County EMS Association. The report showed nearly $40,000 was improperly paid to businesses owned by McKinnon. Vout said McKinnon also made thousands of dollars worth of personal purchases with the city's credit card. McKinnon has reportedly made a partial restitution and has agreed to repay the city of Denison the more than $9,260 it paid for the special audit, along with nearly $1,000 the city was not reimbursed by its insurance carrier, and restitution to the Crawford County EMS, and the amount of which has not yet been determined. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Officials at the Iowa Department of Public Safety on Monday released additional details about the death of a Sac County woman whose body was found in a home during an investigation into a kidnapping and assault. Authorities say preliminary autopsy findings from the state medical examiner's office show that 45-year-old Marilyn Schmidt died of sharp force injuries. Her death has been ruled a homicide. Schmidt was found dead by law enforcement officials in an upstairs bedroom at her home on early Thursday afternoon, January 3rd, 2013. Preliminary investigative findings indicated that Schmidt died earlier that same morning. Her son, 21-year-old Kirk Riley Levin, faces a felony charge of murder in the first degree. Levin was arrested January 3rd on charges unrelated to Schmidt's death. Levin allegedly admitted to authorities that he was the only one who could have killed his mother and that his choking her would have resulted in her death. The complaint filed against him alleges Levin stabbed his mother between the hours of 1:30 a.m. and 5:45 a.m. January 3rd in her upstairs bedroom. Levin is currently being held in the Sac County Jail. The investigation is being conducted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and the Sac County Sheriff's Office. The Page County Sheriff's Office said Monday they were investigating a report of animal neglect involving cattle. According to Sheriff Lyle Palmer, his office received a complaint on Saturday with regard to the condition of cattle in Section 7 of Colfax Township. When deputies went to investigate, they observed the animals and made contact with the person who was responsible for their care. The deputies were then advised the cattle were being moved on Sunday and that a veterinarian was coming to look at the cattle on Monday. The deputies confirmed the cattle were in fact moved on Sunday to another location in Page County where they could be more closely monitored by their caretaker. Now, no citations have been issued in connection with the incident, and Palmer said the deputies will continue to monitor the situation, and the investigation remains ongoing. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports this morning a Corning man was arrested Tuesday evening for violation of his driving privileges. 29-year-old Chua Lai was taken into custody at around 6:50 p.m. after being stopped in Corning for a simple traffic violation. During the stop, it was determined that Lai's license had been suspended. He was subsequently arrested for driving under suspension and brought to the Adams County Jail, where his bond was set at $566. I'll have a check of the latest funeral announcements coming up next.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And in our funeral announcements, John Steenhuisen, age 85 of Irwin, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for John Steenhuisen will be held today at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Christensen, age 85 of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Gladys Christensen will be today at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Daryl Stuva, age 87 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Daryl Stuva will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Marvin Miller, age 77 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Marvin Miller will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Donahue, age 86 of Omaha, died Thursday at the Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Services for James Donahue will be held at noon on Wednesday at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Merle Fay, age 93 of Corning, died Saturday at the Lenox Care Center. Memorial services for Merle Fay will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. The Ritchie Funeral Home in Corning is in charge of arrangements. Imogene Photo, age 86 of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday at the Waterford at Roxbury Park Assisted Living and Retirement. Services for Eugene Photo will be including a private prayer service at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. That's a check of our news brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.